changes for this week?
Yeah, well, when we get through them all, there'll be some changes. Obviously, Ryan's out with his hamstring, and we'll make some other changes. It's just a matter of working our way through that. And we've probably got good form underneath with the likes of Frampton and Attlee and Butters, didn't play last week. Garner, there's plenty of people, McKenzie, there's plenty of people down there to look through and work through. We're just a touch early. Normally I can walk in here and tell you exactly what's going on, but it's not quite that at that space today.
What are you weighing up, Ken, that you can't say? As you said, normally you tell us.
Yeah, it's because it's a Sunday. We've just finished training, so we'll just make sure everyone's okay. We're pretty clear with what we'll have, but it's just a matter of ticking that off before I go, because I like to tell the facts and don't like to make stuff up.
So squad-wise, is there, can you help us out? Squad?
Well, the names I mentioned will be amongst that squad.
So McKenzie,
Frampton, Garner, Attlee, those type of names, and Butters, who we gave last weekend off. It was no Magpies game, so that's the type of people that we'll be thinking about.
Butters the most likely, sorry, to come back in given any potential changes?
Most likely. He's likely, but he's not the most likely. But I think some of the challenge we've got to work way up is the form of some people who are in there and those who are not in there, obviously, week in, week out.
Obviously, Burton is the only injured player who will drop out.
We'll probably make three or four changes. That's just probably as close as I can give you today.
Is three or four, that's an amount.
That is an amount.
Based on, you just weren't happy with a few last week, or you were more happy with a few underneath?
Oh no, we had a bye last week too, so we didn't have great form from the immediate week. But we've had really strong form underneath, but you've got to just continually look to get better. And there's some players who have been off the mark a little bit, so we'll look at their form, and then we'll look at the opportunities that we present, because you present opportunities, you get really hungry people as well. So that's there's always some good and some bad. We're quite young just at the moment too, so we're aware of that, so we're mindful of that.
Without getting into specific players, holistically, do you think? If someone can come in for one AFL game, and traditionally you've given them a few, but do you think that there are, is cause at times to have one and done?
Oh, case by case. More often than not, you like to give them more, but that's, not always the case, but you try to do what you think is right. And at the moment, we've been stretched a bit. There's no doubt about that. I can't deny that. So we've been stretched a bit, so sometimes some games come and some games go based on what's available.
Can I name a player, Stephen Motlop, that's been made of his effort in the showdown? Was that something you noticed? Or
I'm not sure what you're talking about with his effort.
Just his effort around the contest. A couple of moments have been highlighted. Were you happy with his return?
Yeah, I thought Motts was, was solid. Was he great? No, was he? I'm sure he thinks he can play a lot better and a lot, be more important player for us, more of an impact player for us. But we were forced to, last week, we thrown Stephen at halfback. I think it would be the first time in his career that he's lined up at halfback. So he was asked to do something very unfamiliar to him, but he went there and tried to help the team.
The line is that injuries aren't an excuse, but it is an excuse, isn't it? When you have six or seven of your best players not playing.
I'll let you write that. That's not for me to say. You're always challenged. The game always challenges. Just the volume and where they all sit in the pecking order a little bit for us. We've probably got somewhere between, we've probably got eight of our best 10 or 12 players unavailable, but we'll be okay. We'll get some back. And what we're seeing is that we get to produce opportunities for people who are underneath, who have been at times struggling to get their opportunities. So there's always some good stuff that comes out of injuries. And that's what we always look at, the positive. What we get to see here, we get to see young people play. We get to see some people get an opportunity that they perhaps normally haven't had. So it's a footy season.
Can Frampton play in a team with Blussett and
Yeah, I think so. I think that's not an issue. We've been playing three or four talls anyhow, so I don't think that's an issue at all. It's just a matter of who would go out if that's what you do. So I think it's pretty fair to say that Billy's been in pretty good form.
Is Westy under the microscope at all? Is
No.
Has been down? Maybe you can carry the balance of Westy, Frampton?
Westy sometimes suffer from what we need him to do, and that's one that's probably a little unfair to Justin. If he was allowed to just settle perhaps at times in one spot, but he's such a team player that he'll go wherever we need him, like last week, fullback. Go on wing, go to full forward, go on the ruck. He's done it all. So he's certainly not at risk.
So how do you get the best out of him? I mean, last year he was obviously your best player for the year consistently. So how do you juggle what you need, get the best out of Justin?
Well, you get it. Once you can get a bit back closer to a settled team, that certainly helps you. But at the moment, we haven't quite got that luxury. And, last week we were struggling to get some scores, so we wanted to make a significant change. We threw Howard forward to have a look at it, and it worked out okay. So someone has to go down the other end, and Westy's... He's my go-to a bit. He gets to go to those bad spots sometimes.
Duke will start forward again.
Once we go through it, I doubt it. He's been performing pretty well as a defender, and you know, it worked really well as a, you know, almost an in-game shock tactic. And you know, maybe we've got a pretty strong young back line, and we think they work pretty well together.
So you'd rather keep that group together and then make that move in game if you need to, rather than starting forward?
Yeah, well, they're things that we weigh up, Andrew, and we have to decide what's best and what our options are to have someone that can do some damage up in the front end. And, you know, at the moment, I think we would sit here and say we'd prefer to still stay with Dougal as a defender.
Robbie Gray, obviously, he brought himself out this morning.
We did that for him.
You did? Okay. Just during the week, there was talking about play.
Yeah, no, there was. And there's still, like, even out there today, you could nearly put him out there. But because he's dealt with a couple of things, we just feel like taking the extra week for him is the right thing to do to Robbie. Otherwise, we'd be rushing him probably a little bit ahead of schedule, and it'd be a little bit unfair to him.
Was as much knee as hand, a combination of both, to leave him out?
Well, if you want to put shoulder, hand and knee together, you've got the trifecta. So there's a bit going on there.
And Brad Ebert, obviously, I think he's going to Melbourne.
Yeah, he's been to Melbourne
already.
Yeah.
Just update us on where he's at with that concussion.
Well, we won't know until we get some of those results back. So this is, you know, being cautious as a football club and being very careful with how we handle anything that goes along with a head knock, you know. And that's the really important part for us to understand, is that Brad, we're just making sure that he's okay and that everything is all right. So when we do that and we get all that information, we'll have better information for everyone.
And from memory, I think he had 69 inside 50s last week.
That's good memory.
A handful of goals. Is that an issue, obviously, you have to address, getting that connection between your midfield and your forwards to move forward?
Well, it's been a constant issue that we've continually tried to address, and we are. We've got some good players in front of the ball that are, you know, finding their way still, and that's just the challenge for us. And the conditions last week's a bit hard to... I think the Crows had 62 too, so it was a territory battle, so it's never going to be a tidy, clean game. They made a couple of half chances big plays. We couldn't quite get those half chances to be big plays.
So it's not just a matter of bringing in Billy Frampton because you need a tall forward to mark and kick it to.
No, it's not the saviour. Bill's not the saviour, but he certainly deserves the opportunity. That's really important. So he can come in and hopefully impact games at AFL level. If he can impact games like he has at Sanford level, at AFL level, we'll be very, very excited.
What will Garner add if he plays?
Oh, he's just a reliable defender who's hard and tough in the contest. And you know, everyone loves playing with Joel. He's been a leader in any stage of his life. He's always been a good leader. Whether that be school, whether that be under 18 football, whether that be state football at levels, he's always been one of the people who straight away falls into leadership positions, and you know, he would provide great leadership even though he's a young player. He's got great composure.
Have you seen him the last couple of years? Is that, you know, wait his turn and do some
other? Yeah, well, he has, because there's been a few in the queue. It's funny, we talked early this week that one start at the start of the year, you would have thought don't need to play in the back line because there'll be no spots available. All of a sudden, there's lots of spots available. If, you know, we wrestle with the Dougal decision and everything else, there's plenty of potential down there. But Joel's had to work really hard to get his position to be now considered an AFL option, and I think he's done really well at that.
Now, how do you rate Gold Coast? They've been obviously very competitive.
Yeah, they have. They've played a really strong game of footy. I think Stewie and the team up there have done a terrific job, because not many people gave them lots of promising outlooks at the start of this year, and I think they've done enormously well. They've been in every game they've played, basically, and we expect that there'll be a really strong, hard contest, and it'll be a good game.
Most of the wins come from sort of scraps, by the look that they bring teams to the level that they want to beat them at. How do you avoid going to where they want you to go?
Well, again, it's a challenge for us, because if you know, I think their method is not just play it in tight. I think they've got some real capabilities on the outside, and they can really use the ball. You know, their last 2 or 3 weeks have been quite exciting as far as wanting to use the corridor a little bit more, but you know, we've got to play our game. I think it's always the case, isn't it, that we play our game, and our game looks like a more exciting game for us than it has been in the past. But conditions play a part, like last week, and if Sunday's weather forecast has anything to do with it, it might be another struggle game.
How do you bottle and bring back that, you know, that opening bit of the fourth quarter, for example? Because that's what everyone wants to see, and that's the games that you've won this year. You've had a patch like that, and you've blown teams out of the water. How do you bring that back more often?
Well, we know it's there because we've seen it, as you said, in the last quarter. So it's just, you know, it's been able to dominate parts of the game that you need to dominate. And for us, you know, once we can get the ball and get it moving a little bit better, we're certainly a better side, but we've got to get some flow on that ball. And that's really difficult sometimes because opposition are so good now defensively. You've seen it across the competition. Everyone's talking about scoring seems to be down, the rule change and everything else. Competition's got quite a defensive mindset about it. we've probably got a bit more attacking mindset about it, but when you're playing against every week, a really defensive mindset, it's sometimes a challenge, and you only get moments where you can break through. And I think the key part for us is what you said, is Max, is we're able to, when we get those moments, we're able to put a bit of scoreboard pressure on quite quickly. Hopefully we can do that for more than 10 minutes this weekend.
So is it sort of us coming incumbent on the coaches then to open the game up?
Oh, no. I talk about one coach, that's me, and you know our commitment as a football club, playing group, coaching group, is to try and play a more challenging offensive game if we possibly can. But we also we have a responsibility to win. That's what every coach is faced with.
So would we see high scoring if some of the other teams just sort of relax things and were aggressive? I mean, seriously, to encourage a high scoring.
You'll have to ask them. That's not. It's just really hard because the game. You know, we look at our game last week. Both sides last week who. Naturally quite high scoring teams have played in really tough conditions. You know, we've been to Perth and played in the rain. We've had that game. You know, you play, there's lots more things that go into the scoring than just what the coaches are supposedly doing or not doing.
And Ken Charlie Dixon's making more strides on the judging by today. It's done really, really good. When's the earliest that you could possibly expect him to play and come back through the sand?
I think it'd be after the bye. I think that's what it'd be. I had a good day that day. The sun was shining and I seen Jonas running. I seen Dixon running. I seen Gray running. It was pretty positive for me out there today. It hasn't been too many of those days. So
could it be the first week after the bye, possibly?
Yeah, it could be, but don't hold me to it.
Sure.
That's really, really difficult. But if he progresses the way he is at the moment, there's a chance it could be certainly that.
Does weather affect selection at all?
Yeah, it could, but I know what it's predicted now, so we've got enough time to make our mind up, so I doubt it. We'll pick a team that we know can compete either way.
You mentioned earlier, you said that we're young and we've got to be aware of that. Is that in terms of throwing in blokes, too many guys inexperienced, or is it just we've got to be aware of the fatigue starting to develop?
Oh, no, I think we've got to pick the best players first and foremost, but we've also got to be mindful that, you know, when they're out there playing a brutal game of football, that having some experience around, I thought that's what, you know, Brogsy, Matty Broadbent last week, Steve Motlop last week, your questions about them, they bring a bit of composure, which you can't get unless you've played a fair bit of footy, and that's certainly helpful for you at times.
How does Zach Butters press you in a week where he's got that game to do?
He's had, what are we up to now? End of May, he's had 6 months to impress me. He's doing a very good job of it.
It was dropped for a form purpose. What does he need to show in training?
What's he need to show? Not much. He just needs to train at a level that's at an elite level as an AFL player, and he does that most every week he does it. So Zach's probably going to play. Is that okay? Zach's going to play.
He was more rested, more than dropped. Is that a fair call?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't. As I've said all the time with young players, I don't rest them. If their form's okay and they deserve to stay inside, we leave them in the side. If their form drops off a little bit, they're not unlike any other player. They lose their spot in the side. But if you think when there's been a bye week, what's your options coming back in? He's props one of them, and as I just said, he'll play.
So, clearly confident that what he's been able to do during the week,
workload-wise
and
form-wise? Oh, no, his workload's not an issue. That's no issue at all. It's just making sure that he's got a bit of bounce back into himself. Because Zach's a really harsh critic of himself, and he's got to learn to deal with some of that himself over the journey, that AFL football's damn hard to play, and you're not going to play well every week. Sometimes you can wear yourself out with your own stress, I reckon, and maybe giving him that week away from that was a good thing. Exciting game, hopefully, on Sunday for Zach.
Thanks, man.